Now applying these formulas to the numbers on top, I've just got four things on the bottom here. In the first case, we have 28 divided by 7. This would be dividing by n, where we only care about the 7 subjects in this particular sample, and we have no interest in making inferences about the population. In that case, we'd compute a sample variance of 4. If we're interested in making this inference, then we divide by n minus 1, in which case our variance estimate would be 4.67. Notice how reducing the denominator by 1 increases the variability estimate, and that's what the unbiasing does. So 4 would tend to, in the long run, be an underestimate of what the population variance is. 4.67 would be a more accurate estimate. Now, to get to the standard deviation, we simply take the square root. So our kind of biased estimate, or simple measure of the sample standard deviation, would be 2, the variance square rooted, and our unbiased standard deviation would be the square root of 4.67. So our 2.16 would be a better estimate of the population variability, population standard deviation, although 2 is exactly what the standard deviation of that sample is. So that's what's complicated. The actual standard deviation of those 7 numbers is 2. But if we want to say from that sample, you know, what's the most likely population variance, it's not 2, it's more likely to be 2.16. Okay?